Yeah, it's a wonderful day. It's wonderful to be alive. I was thinking this morning, what is greater than life? The greatest thing is life, to be alive. And the next greatest thing is to be healthy. So I was reflecting on these thoughts and came to the conclusion, although I am an earthen vessel, there's glory within me. That's according to 2 Corinthians 4, verse 8. In the Christian Bible, in the New Testament, there's a book called Corinthians. Now, in the second book of Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 8, it says, "For we have this glory in earthen vessels." The earthen vessel is our body. But although we live in a body that is perishable, a body that's mortal, that can die and deteriorate and disintegrate and diminish to such a degree that it becomes dust. Although we live, we are but dust. We have glory within us, and that glory is the Spirit of the living God. And then I came to the conclusion, though you may be one, but there is greatness within you. Although you may feel that you're alone, that you have no one to stand by you, no one to support you, no one to help you or to guide you, there is greatness within you. Because the Bible says, 1 John 4, verse 4, greater is he that's within you than he that's in the world. It means the Holy Spirit within you is greater than the evil spirits out there in the world. Amen. Because you must remember, although you see yourself as a human being and your status may be, you may feel that according to your ethnic group, you are not esteemed that highly, or maybe because of your nationality, people don't regard you. Or maybe because of your financial status, you feel that people look down on you. But I want to tell you that you were created by God. You were created in His image. You're not a nothing man. You're a somebody. You are precious in God's sight. Therefore, when Jesus died on the cross and through His blood, He paid the price for our sins. In the olden days, people slaughtered cows and goats and sheep, and that blood atoned for the sin of the sinner. But Jesus came and He died on the cross and He shed His precious blood, His pure blood, to atone for the sins of all mankind. So if He died for you in your place, paid the price, took your guilt and my guilt on Him, and said, "Father, punish me in place of you and me." That means you are so precious that the blood of goats and sheep and cattle could not atone for your sin, but only the precious blood of the Son of God. Amen. So you are precious, man. Don't believe what other people say about you. Don't let other people's opinion become your reality. People, who gave them the right and the authority to judge you and to say that you're a nothing and that you're a nobody? You're a somebody because God created you. He's the Lion of Judah. You're the offspring of a lion. The lion is the king of the jungle. It means that you are a powerful being. You can do anything and everything if you set your mind to it. If you start thinking differently, if you start speaking differently. You're an I can. You may not be an icon, but you're an I can. Philippians 4:13 says, "I can do all things through Christ." You can do it. You are able to do it. If another human being did it, then you can also do it. You just need to do research. You just go to the library and read up. How can you start your own business? How can you fix a fridge? How can you fix a computer? How can you build a cupboard? How can you do welding? There are books out there in the library where you can read, and they will teach you and show you how to do certain things. That's how I learned to do welding. I started by reading a book, Popular Mechanics, and in there they showed you how to weld. I started to learn electronics through a book from the library. I went to every library in our area and I read every book on electronics. And then I did a small electronics course, television repair course. And I started to read books about computers and how to repair it and how it works and operates, a theory of it. And today I fix computers. I repair laptops. Sometimes they bring laptops to me which even the professional shops cannot fix. They said, no, it can't be fixed. They bring it to me and I fix it by the grace of God. Because how come I can fix it and they can't? Because I believe I can. If you believe you can do something, then you can do it. If you believe you can't, then you can't do it. You are blocking yourself by saying you can't. Say from now on, I can do all things. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Read Philippians 4, verse 13. So I came to another conclusion. Though you may not always know which way to go, you'll hear a voice behind you that will say, this is the way, walk in it. A voice that will tell you which way to go. And that's the voice of God, the voice of the Holy Spirit. You'll find that in Isaiah 30 verse 21. It means you'll never be at a loss. God will always guide you. You'll just get a thought, go this way, don't go that way. Do this, don't do that. You'll just have a feeling in your heart, a conviction. So though you may not have the best advisors around you, the great counselor will always guide you. That's according to Isaiah 58 verse 11. He says the Lord will continually guide you. And Isaiah 9 verse 6 says, ye shall be called Wonderful Counselor. God is your counselor. God is your advisor. So he will advise you, even if you don't hear an audible voice like you're hearing my voice, but you'll hear a voice in your mind that says, no, don't do that. Do this. Don't go that way. Go that way. A voice that may say, wait. And so forth. So God will continually guide you. So though you may not have the best advisors around you, the great counsel will always guide you. Isaiah 58 verse 11, I'm repeating this. Isaiah 9 verse 6, ye shall be called counselor. Though it may seem like God has forsaken you, he will gather you with great mercies. He will yet return with greater blessings than you've ever experienced. Of course, your latter will be greater than your former. What you may be going through now, it seems like God has forsaken you. Because it seems your prayers are not heard and answered. It seems like you're not getting a job and you don't have money and things aren't coming right. It seems things are just falling apart for you or for your children or your family. No, that says nothing. You see, there are people in the Bible who went through stuff like that. Like somebody said, in times like these, there's always been times like these. If you read the book of Job, in Afrikaans they say Job, in the book van Job. If you read the book of Job, it's in the Christian Bible, right in the middle of the Bible. In the middle of the Bible is the Psalms of David and the Proverbs of the wise Solomon. And then there's a book called Job, J-O-B. If you read in that book, you read about this man, how calamity struck him. He got so sick that he had many boils on his body. The worms came out of his flesh. He lost his business. He lost his family. His children died tragically. His own friends turned on him and forsook him. They abandoned him, his best three best friends. They accused him when things went wrong in his life. They said, you must have done something wrong. Why is it going like this with you? So friends, when things go wrong in their lives, it doesn't always mean that it's a judgment on us. It doesn't always mean it's a punishment. It doesn't always mean that it's because we did something wrong. In Job's case, it was a test because the devil challenged God and said, do you know what? The devil said to God, Job only serve you because things are going well with him. Because you blessed him with a good life. That's why he's serving you. But I bet you if things start going wrong in Job's life, he's going to deny you. He's not going to serve you and worship you. And God said, okay, you can go and test him. And then the devil stirred up things, trouble for Job, and everything went wrong in Job's life. But at the end of the day, Job did not deny God, nor did he forsake God, nor did he stop worshiping God and stop serving God. Job said these words when he lost things. He said, the Lord has given and the Lord has taken. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And the Bible said, Job bowed down and worshiped God. Hallelujah. Friend, what you're going through may just be a test. But if you continue to read the book of Job, you will see that Job's latter end was more blessed than the former. His life did not end with calamity. He did not die in poverty. He did not die in a bad situation. He did not die in the valley when things were bad. The Bible says God came back to him and God restored Job's life. He restored and God blessed him that he had double more than he had previously. Double more blessings and a family again. You see, so just remember that nothing is permanent. Just remember that what you're going through is only a test. And if you pass the test, you will be promoted. It's almost like a child going to school. You're writing a test or an exam. If you pass the exam, you gravitate to the next level of education or to the next standard. Or if you matric, you can gravitate to university. You see, but you have to go through a test before you can be promoted. So when things go wrong in your life, just know God is saying, testing 1, 2, I'm testing you. Amen. So though it may seem like God has forsaken you, he will yet gather you with great mercies. He will yet return with greater blessings than you ever experienced, because your latter will be greater than your former. So that is in Haggai 2 verse 9 and Job 42 verse 12. May the Lord bless you. Just let the rest of your life be the best of your life. Amen.